This podcast includes graphic depictions of true crime cases and may contain explicit language. Listener discretion is advised. Hey, this is Robin.
This is Jackie.
And this is Amanda.
And you are listening to We Saw the Devil, a podcast dedicated to horror, true crime, and all things macabre. If you want to follow us between shows, don't forget to check us out online. You can go to our website at www.wesawthedevil.com. You can follow us on Instagram at We Saw the Devil Podcast or on Twitter at We Saw the Devil. And if you want to follow specific co-hosts' social media, you can find the links to those on our website as well. Hello, everyone, and welcome to We Saw the Devil. We have a breaking news episode today for you, and also an unfortunate one. It is Tuesday, June 9th, 2020, at 1 p.m. Pacific time, currently as we are recording this. I woke up this morning and I received a text message from someone who is a family member to this case. And they advised me, because I hadn't heard of anything going on at this point, that there was currently a search warrant for Chad Daybell's house and that it wasn't just a regular search warrant, that there were, you know, canines and backhoes and various other things, and that it involved the children. So I knew very quickly that this was not just a standard search warrant. And then the breaking news started happening. Amanda, do you want to talk about the breaking news?
Yeah, so I want to say it was about an hour after, but it is reported around 7 a.m. is when Rexburg police officers and FBI did arrive at Chad's house and started searching. Mm-hmm. They have a sealed warrant. They weren't talking about what they were searching for. All anyone knew was they were searching for something. They closed down the roads, so a lot of people trying to drive by weren't able to get too close. We had Nate Eaton from East Idaho News in the air in a helicopter trying to give everyone, you know, a little bit of a look of what was going on.
That was surreal to witness.
It was hard. Yeah. Just seeing the little tents. Yeah. It hurt my heart. And that's when, you know, like when they're in the yard with that they're searching for a body.
Yeah. That means typically that they've either found solid evidence that they need to protect and they need to work on that site, or they're going to be there for a little while and they need to, you know, protect it from the elements. So when you see the actual full-on tents pop up at various sites, typically 9 times out of 10 that is serious business,
right? And, you know, going back to, so this wasn't the first time they've searched his home. They did go back in January as well, and they removed according to East Idaho News, they removed 43 items from his house. And then they also used metal detectors, probes, and rakes to go over several portions of the yard. However, they did not turn up, you know, with any human remains. Right. I'm guessing because the ground was still frozen. But again, that's just my guess. I don't know.
Yes.
And today, you know, waking up to that, we weren't sure if it was in regards to the children. Was it in regards to them looking for something about Tammy? But as it progressed later on in the day, around 11:30, Chad Daybell was pulled over about 1 mile south of his house, and he was taken into custody.
And there are multiple videos of this floating around on Facebook and in the various groups. There were other cars driving by, and a couple of them did actually catch video footage and pictures of Chad being taken into custody.
Right, correct. So at that moment, though, he was taken into custody for questioning, not technically arrested or charged. Right. However, I don't know if that's obviously going to change, because they did just find something.
They did. As he was taken into custody, his Chevy Equinox was towed, and then very shortly thereafter, it was announced that they found something. Nate Eaton and Justin Lum documented trucks carrying backhoes onto the Daybell property. And then also the helicopter, Nate Eaton's helicopter, spotted the canine unit. So that's another sign there.
Right. So about an hour ago, Justin Lem on Twitter did say, "Breaking, two different sources tell me human remains have been found on Chad Daybell's property in Salem, Idaho. We're waiting to learn more from authorities." Mm-hmm. Now that tweet broke my heart.
Oh, man. Like, how long have we been doing this case? And then it just, like, right there, you know? Just like, wow.
Yeah. Honestly, this update is really hard to talk about, because they just found something. And again, we can't confirm that it's one of the children yet. Mm-hmm. Hoping, you know, soon they'll release what they believe they found. There was a very quick press conference. It only had three people. It was very short and sweet. It was it looked like in the road. And all they said is, yes, they confirmed that they believe they found human remains and they were not taking questions. However, one woman tried to speak up and say how many and one or two, and they wouldn't confirm either.
Right.
So we don't know what they found. We don't know if it's one of the kids, but based off of the press conference where they say it's surrounding the missing children's case, I believe it's one of them.
And based on additional sources that we have that are tied closely to law enforcement, can't speak to that, but it sounds like this is one of them has been found, it sounds like, without any additional information going there.
And just his property is very, it's very large when you drive by it. I mean, we went and visited Rexburg and, you know, he has no trespassing signs. So we did not go on the property, of course, but we did drive past it. And it's a very open property is the one thing I'm confused about. It's very open. You can see everything.
And if you look at it from the aerial view, right, Anit Eaton did a great deal of just the aerial photography. And so you really get a good layout for how just massive Chad Daybell's property is. So there's a fire pit. People have said that there's a well in the property that was getting a great deal of attention.
So we'll continue any updates that we have. So if you want to look on, obviously, social media will be the fastest. But if there's any other additional big news, we will try to report right away. Mm-hmm.
And we are reporting all that we can right now. Like everything that we can say, we are reporting. It is a really sad day, though. What's also really disturbing, too, is that don't forget, some of his children live in that home. Emma Daybell and Joseph Murray, her husband, Emma Daybell, the one who's been flipping off reporters. And Joseph Murray has actually been trolling East Idaho News all morning today. And saying this investigation is as garbage as you're reporting and things like that. And so I'm just sitting here like after the news came out that remains have been found. I'm like, how is that going to work out for you and your father-in-law now, sir?
Right.
But it's just I'm just wondering how, you know, you see his property and some of his children live in that home currently, you know, like there was news that he was going to put up a manufactured home on the property even. So it's just like we just have so many questions currently. To be perfectly honest, I didn't think that this case would end in this manner.
No, I honestly didn't think that we would get more information until after, you know, the so-called end of the world when they realized, hey, maybe this isn't happening. I thought it would be Chad, you know, that broke. I really didn't think that they were, you know, something was buried on his property.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, when we drove past it and now I just feel sick knowing that I drove past what might be one of their bodies.
Yeah. So that is today's update. We're just sitting literally refreshing pretty much everything. Nothing for about, it's now 1:14 in the afternoon Pacific time, and there has been nothing from either Justin or Nate.
No.
So we will keep you updated, and we will have another episode coming with an update of the findings and everything going on. What's Chad going to do? Is he going to confess? It seems like it's all tying up at this point.
Correct. So we'll see what they found. See if it was multiple bodies, one body, what's going on. Hopefully there's another press conference later. Maybe there'll be mm-hmm. a more formal one, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. So we'll try to keep everyone updated.
Indeed. And again, thank you for tuning in, and we will be back with you soon. We'll be right back.